Let's pray. Gracious God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you. In Christ we pray. Amen. Our gospel lesson today comes from Luke chapter 6, verses 27 through 28. This is a continuation of Jesus' Sermon on the Plain that we heard last week, that was his Jesus' blessings and woes, very similar to the Sermon on the Mount from Matthew chapter 5. So this is the next part of that sermon. I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away from your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies, do good, and lend, expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for he is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap, for the measure you give will be the measure you get back. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, we Presbyterians have a reputation of being a little buttoned up. We are not known for our emotional outbursts. We are not known for our outrageous behaviors, and we lovingly call ourselves the frozen chosen, because it can seem as if the fires of the Holy Spirit burn very contained within us. But the truth is that that we know that is not the truth. We just have a tendency to be kind of in our heads from time to time. We think a lot. We like to read a lot. We like our words. That's why we have bulletins and lots of words up there. We like that sort of thing. That's part of our tradition. And along with that is a sense that we don't necessarily, you know, bang drums and get in line and raise much, rabble rousers. We're buttoned up. That's what I'm trying to say. We're buttoned up. But if we listen to the Sermon on the Plain that Jesus preached, we will come to realize that this is not a call for those who are like us to be buttoned up. It's a call for us to maybe just unbutton that first little button so we can breathe a little bit more. You know, that sort of thing. It is not for the faint of heart if we listen to this Sermon on the Plain, because it calls us to a place where there is a different way of seeing the world that Jesus is calling us to. And he's laying it out for us. And this is the theme that he has had in his preaching and teaching before we arrive to this place, and it is the theme in Luke for the rest of Jesus' ministry, that we need to start looking at life in an upside-down way, and it is going to be something new and different. It's not going to fit the mold. Jesus is calling the Jews to whom he is speaking to a point of reformation within their faith, and he's laying out for the early church for us to be able to follow in the same way. There is this sense of turning the world upside down, and the Sermon on the Plain in these verses continues that. It turns upside down the social and the religious norms, and people then would have felt quite strange for a rabbi to be telling him these things, because it really did. It turned upside down their values and the ways of seeing the world. And so when we venture into this sermon, we hear Jesus overwhelmingly tell us that love is one of the greatest gifts, one of the greatest powers we have been given to combat the systems that lead to oppression in this world. That love is the form of resistance in the world that nurtures our strength. It gives us strength so that we can go out and combat hate and division. If we, the body of Christ, are to follow Jesus into the world, we must resist the powers of sin and fear and hate, not by becoming and using the tools of sin and power and hate, but we go into the world to combat it with the power of love. Love is the power that makes us holy. Being holy means we are set apart for a purpose. And Jesus, in these passages, are telling us that part of that purpose is to be separate, is to love. The holiness is filled with love. It is what sets us apart. Loving enemies and praying for those who have it in for us is a little crazy. That's not the norm. Vengeance or holding grudges or being hateful back, that's the norm. That's what we do. That's what we have been trained to think, that if they get you, then you get them back, and you're justified in doing that. But Jesus says, no, that is not the way to be different, to be set aside, to be made holy. The way to be different is to combat those things with love. Love is the testimony that the church lives out in the world. Love is the testimony that says we are made different by Christ. Love is the testimony that says there is a God who sees a way that is different for all of us. Love is the way that we are seen, not as hypocrites in the world who say one thing and do another, but love is the way that we feel empowered to be the body of Christ in the world. Jesus tells us that that love is the way we make a difference, that love for others who are not like us is a way we make a difference. Making a place for those who may need love because they have been cast aside by the world, because they have been deemed different, because they have been pushed to the margins, because their needs are overwhelming, because their loneliness is too much, because they march to a different drummer. Jesus says what makes us different is that we love. We love and welcome in. We make a room at the table. We see their humanity even when others are blinded to it. And even when our social system and structures say they are less than human, Jesus says that love is the loudest way we can live by bringing others into the family. Living in and acting out God's love in the world makes us set apart, and that's how we live our purpose. Love can be a tool of resistance against hatred and fear. In this passage, we hear Jesus talking about the power of love whenever we turn the other cheek and whenever we give away when someone asks us or demands from us something, that we give it, and then even more. And we may think of that as a giving in or a sign of weakness, but in Jesus, this is a sign of strength and power. Not the power that lords it over you and says, I can walk up to you and I can smack you in the face and you can do nothing about it. Jesus says, stand there and say through your actions, oh yeah, give it your best shot. I'm still a human being. What you do to me does not rob from me my own humanity. This simply proves that you are not following the path you should be doing. You are behaving in an inhumane manner, but I will stand here as a child of God. Give me your best shot. Love is resistance. Love resists pain and fear and hatred. Love says, I will not do to you as you have done to me. Love says, I will love you through this because I have been loved. Now, it's not easy to do. I'm not saying that right now, in this very moment, I'm going to snap my fingers and we're all going to love our enemies like nothing bad has ever happened in our lives. No. This is a way of living and being transformed by the Holy Spirit. That's the only way it can happen. But as we go through our lives and we face these moments, when we say, I can either react with vengeance and hatred and the fear that is being directed at me, or I can say, I will not become the sin that is before me. I will not become the monster that I fear. I will not be transformed by those things. I instead will be transformed by the love of Jesus Christ. It is a way of resisting evil and hatred and fear in this world. One of the greatest testimonies of this kind of living comes from the Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina, Mother Emmanuel, that very tragically, almost 10 years ago, they, of course, had a shooting at their church. It is a traditionally black congregation, and the gunman came into Bible study, and after being with them, shot 9 of the church members and the pastor. And if you go to Mother Emmanuel's webpage today, it says almost 10 years after that their vision for this year is that Mother Emmanuel AMEC is a light in the pathway of darkness. Our light shines by demonstrating the love of Jesus, the forgiveness displayed by Jesus, and the grace and mercy that God showed us. If there was any congregation that had a right in this country to shut its doors or to limit the people who could come in to be a part of them, it would be Mother Emmanuel because of the trauma they have experienced. But instead, they have said, we will continue to be the beacon, the light, the hope in this community that testifies to the love of Jesus Christ. That even in the trauma and the pain and the fear, we will work through it so that we do not become re-victimized by it, and so that we will not victimize someone else. Why? Because of the love of Jesus Christ. Because of the love they have for Christ, because of the love that Christ has for them. And because they truly believe, they are called to live that love out in their community. Our call is no different. Our call is to look around our community, to look within ourselves, to look within our congregation, and to ask ourselves, where is it we lead with love? Where is it we don't? Where are our strengths? Where are the places that we have a growing edge? How is it that God needs to renew in us this sense of love and purpose? And how is it that we can do that as a congregation to embrace that so that this church's testimony is the love of Jesus Christ alive within us, within the people who are here, so that we take it out into this community and say, if you are looking for love, if you are looking to be loved, if you are looking for the courage to love, come to First Presbyterian Church, because we will practice loving each other and loving our enemies. It is the way of life that Christ has called us to live. And so may we today have the courage to love the folks who are coming to the washer and the clotheslines, to love the folks that are in Cuba that we may never meet, to love the folks that live next door to us that we may meet in the grocery store, that we may reach out to, invite, and invite in. May we have the courage and the strength to practice so that this church will be a living testimony to the love of Jesus Christ that is alive in the world. Amen.